Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Christian Teen Talk with Keely Lloyd, where we talk about being a Christian teen in a rapidly changing society. I am beyond excited because today we are talking about such an important topic, the road to salvation, which is actually a two-part series. And on top of that, I have such an amazing guest, Debbie McDoodle, who was one of our church camp counselors for many years. And that is where I got to see her do exactly what we will be talking about many, many times. And it's such a beautiful process, which is why I want to share that knowledge with y'all.
Hey, yes, I'm Debbie McDougall, and I have also seen Keely share the gospel with people, and it's just really exciting to see how God's going to use her. Thanks for letting me be on your podcast.
Yes, of course. Since we are talking about the road to salvation, I first want to address exactly what is salvation.
Okay, so salvation is essentially placing your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That means that you will be delivered from an eternity in hell and get to spend eternity in heaven with God. Mm-hmm. So that's basically what it is. Just deliverance from your sins.
That is so good. For teens who want to lead others to Christ, how can they?
Okay, so when it comes to leading people to Christ, I have been taught a couple of different ways. Someone told me in my college class, the first thing you have to do is ask them and make sure that they're okay with you sharing Christ with them. That might sound silly, but it's obvious because some people just are not about it and they don't want to deal with it. Yeah. So once you've asked them and you get the okay, you can do it one of two ways. The first way is not as typical, and the second way we'll walk through step by step. But the first way is to tell someone who you were before Jesus Christ, how Jesus Christ changed you and who you are after Jesus Christ. And just to show them your story, like, this is what I was doing, this is how I was living before I met Jesus. This is what it took for Jesus to save me. This is how I understood what it meant for Jesus to save me. Now this is my life since Jesus saved me. I'm serving in church. I love to worship with his people and his congregation. So that's a really straightforward, simple way, right? Super easy. The other way that's probably more common, especially for teenagers, is the Romans road. So I have my Bible and I have sticky notes, so just bear with me. I'll read them all. But the first part of the Romans road is Romans 3:23. In Romans 3:23, we learn that for all have sinned and we all come short of the glory of God. What does this mean? Well, first off, it's simple. It means we've all sinned, right? There's nothing we can do to change that. We're sinners. That's all there is to it. Falling short of the glory of God, that means that no matter what we do on our own, in our own humanity, we will not ever attain the glory of God. Mm-hmm. Yes. So Romans 3:23 tells us we're sinners by nature and by choice. But there's good news. Romans 6:23 tells us that eternal life is a free gift to us. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but eternal life is the gift of God. So if we know that we're sinners and we know that there's a gift there, how can we trust that? How can we know? Well, Romans 5:8 is one of my very favorite verses, and it tells us that while we were yet sinners, he demonstrated his love for us. What does that mean? That means he loved us even at our darkest times. Mm-hmm. Still, when we're saved and we still have dark times, Jesus loves us still. Then in Romans, again, because this is all the Romans road, Romans 9:10 tells us that if we confess with our mouth, Lord Jesus, and we believe in our hearts that he is Lord, we will be saved. So that's super simple. And then the very last part that a lot of people struggle with, including myself, Keely knows this and not many people do, but I've only been saved for a couple of years because I struggled with the whole, is it faith in my head? Is it heart knowledge? But the Bible assures us that once we call on the name of Jesus, that we're saved forever. And that assurance can be found in Romans 10:13.
Yes. So good. I encourage you all to go back and write down Romans Road. She reads them in order and even adds how you can explain them. Okay, so now we know how to lead someone to Christ and what to say, but how do we start that conversation? What are some of the tips you use to do that? I know you mentioned earlier to first ask to make sure if they were okay with you doing so, which is so good and vital to bring up.
First, build a relationship with them. I mean, unless it's one of those, like, you're sitting in an airplane next to them and you just feel like God's leading you. If you feel like God's leading you, go for it. If God's leading you, do it. And even if he's not leading you on an airplane, I've heard of several. I've never attempted an airplane salvation witnessing opportunity, but I know several people do. So in an airplane, go for it. In the grocery store, go for it. But if it's like a close friend, you want to build that relationship with them. You want them to be able to see in you before you just start throwing, you know, because for all they know, like depending on how you live, they may not even realize that you know Jesus. So you have to build that rapport. But the way to start a conversation, simply ask them, hey, have you ever heard of Jesus? What do you know about him? Do you know anything about the Bible? What do you know about the Bible? Another question I got taught to ask when I was like 7 or 8 was, hey, if you died today, do you know where you'd spend eternity? Would you spend eternity in heaven or hell? How good of a person do you think you are? How good is God? Like, these are all questions you could ask them, and that will get their brain thinking. Because most people have heard of heaven or hell. Not all, but most.
Yeah.
And so they'd be able to tell you, usually right away, oh, yes, I think that I'm a good person. Well, there's your bait. Obviously, being a good person isn't good enough. We just learned that.
Yes.
And they could be like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. That's also, hey, well, if you don't know, can I show you?
Mm-hmm.
So build that rapport with them, especially if they're friends. And if they're not friends, just go boldly and go for it.
Yes, I love that. Lastly, I want to end with some encouragement for the people who are listening, who want to share the word of God but are stuck in fear. What can you tell them?
Okay, so sharing God's word is the scariest thing. Should it be? No. But is it? Yes. it's nerve-wracking, especially if it's friends. Like, you have to think of, what if they don't like me afterwards? What if they didn't even realize I was saved? Then that shoots your testimony in the foot. All these things that come to mind. What if they never talk to me? What if they never trust me? So all I can say to that is be bold. Let God just give you a calm and a peace before you share the gospel. The Bible calls us conquer or ambassadors for him and conquerors for Christ, but the specific verse is ambassadors. In 2 Corinthians 5:20, I'm not going to read that, but if you go back and look at it, he literally calls us ambassadors. Ambassadors means that we are to go and we are to share the good news of Jesus. Furthermore, in Matthew, the Great Commission, most people know this verse, he commands us to go. He says it's our responsibility once we get saved to share the gospel of Jesus, share the gospel of Jesus Christ with our fears and with other people that we don't even know. So just ask God to be with you. Ask God to give you opportunities to witness. I know there have been times where I've had the opportunity and I've just been like, don't make me, and I've shook it off. And realistically, if that person dies and goes to hell, it's my fault because I had the opportunity to share Jesus with them and then didn't. So don't let that be your story. Ask for opportunities and be bold.
That's so good, Debbie. I cannot say thank you enough for coming on this series with me, and I can't wait to see what you talk about in the next episode. I also want to add that I will have all the verses written out in order in our show notes. That way, if it's easier to just copy and paste them into your notes on your phone, you can go there. To go to our show notes, it's at christianteentalkpodcast.blogspot.com.